Is your station and online spaces evolving to meet your ever-changing listener expectations? Well, today we're going to talk about why digital evolution is necessary not only to remain relevant, but to continue generating revenue.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And if you haven't checked us out on YouTube, be sure that you do. And when you get there, be sure to like and subscribe. If you find this content valuable, be sure to share it out with your radio colleagues. Leave a like, comment. All those little bitty things help the algorithm to help further this podcast. So more than just a few people can get this great content. So this week, we're talking about digital evolution. It happens every day. If you look at the major brands like Google and Apple, they're always changing. Every year, there's a new device that outdoes and outperforms and outsmarts what they did last year. And last year, it was the most perfect thing ever. Digital is also going into vehicles now. Electronic vehicles, they're getting smarter, better, techier, sleeker. I mean, and all of that goes into the mindset of our listeners, because every year something is new, something is better, something is smarter. And so their expectations and demands have kind of grown used to this. Something's always new, something's always different. So you don't have to have the mindset of, well, hey, if I change my website, they're not going to know what to do. Well, there's going to be a little bit of confusion there for just a second, but we've all grown to kind of deal with the newness and the more better of the next thing. So, I mean, if you've updated your iPhone or your Android phone over the last year or so, you know that there's a little bitty learning curve, but then that becomes the norm. And so the listener expectations, they are ever changing. Is your station evolving to meet those expectations? Because if they're not, then we run the risk of all of our products becoming stagnant. And, oh, I know what to expect when I get there. I'm not really into that today, so I have no reason to go there. And so that's kind of what we're talking about. And the reason for this post today is that I look on Facebook, and I look on other social media platforms, and look in the industry trades, and I read the comments. Nobody is innovating at their radio stations. They're all kind of good to go with the status quo of doing the things that they've been doing for the last 5 years, 10 years, 30 years. And so there's no mindset of kind of keeping on top of things and continuing to grow as this technology grows around us. Because if we are not growing with the technology around us, then we're going to become stagnant. And if we become stagnant, then we run the risk of being forgotten. And we don't want to do that. I don't know why some folks won't evolve. And evolution is really going to take place with or without us. If we jump on board with it, then we're going to ride the wave. If we don't, we're going to sit and we're going to watch that wave fade off into the sunset without us. And in the digital sphere, evolution takes place at an exponentially higher rate than everywhere else. If you look at Apple and Google, when they introduce new phones every single year, well, behind the scenes, there are little bitty things that are happening every single day on the digital side, like with their iOS and the Android platform, the software. There's something that changes every single day. And so, like I say, in the digital space, evolution takes place a whole lot quicker than just in the real world tangible. And so for us, that kind of translates to everything that we do online with our websites and all of the different tools that we have available to us out there. And without any kind of evolution or digital transformation on our part, then we're going to run the risk, like I said, of everything that we're doing online becoming stagnant. and forgotten. And so we don't want to do that. That brand new website that you just launched, if you don't kind of put any evolution into that, once you've launched it, you're going to find that it's going to be forgotten and you're going to wonder why nobody's going to it. That's because the newness has worn off and there's no reason to go back. They've checked it out. They've seen it. Okay, no reason to come back tomorrow. Okay, good. And so they move on to the next big, shiny, new, more important, better functioning thing. And that could be your competitor. So that's kind of what we're talking about today, is embracing digital evolution and always looking for that next thing to drive more traffic, to drive more revenue to all of your online spaces, not just your website, but really everything that you're doing. That includes your radio station as well. And I'm not saying go out and do all artificial intelligence jocks and shows throughout the day and stuff like that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying to be open to other tools and different things that can help you move the needle. That could be using AI just for commercial scripts or for different kinds of content that you do on your website or on social media, that sort of thing. All right. So here's why embracing the digital evolution is really non-negotiable, because if you don't jump on the board, again, you're going to see that wave just go off into the sunset and you're not going to be riding it along with everybody else. So number one is audience expectations. Modern listeners, they're not just into what they hear on the radio anymore. They crave an all-encompassing experience with content, community, convenience, that's where they all intersect. And this is why you'll find that a lot of listeners out there, they're following our air personalities on Instagram and TikTok and all of these other little places or whatever. So they're in that community. They're interacting with that personality, not just on the radio during their shift on their morning show or their afternoon show. All right. So digital evolution is all about anticipating, okay, what's going to be next after this, and kind of exceeding those expectations that the listeners kind of have on our radio station. Number two is a technological marathon. The relentless spirit of technological innovation does not pause. Everything that is cool and fresh and new today is going to be old hat by next week. And so we're going to be on to the next new and shiny thing then. All right. So you don't want to miss any part of that. Have your pulse on the heartbeat of everything that's new and in tech, and you're going to find that the digital evolution for you is going to be a whole lot easier. Miss the start of the race, you're not going to be able to catch up. That's what we're really saying here. Number three is navigating market dynamics. The media landscape is a battleground for attention out there, and it's coming from every single place. I mean, digital billboards, and as you drive down the highway, it's just crazy. Your content strategy, digital evolution, is going to be what keeps you relevant and resonant. So whatever you're doing right now, think, what can I do tomorrow in order to up the game? What is that? It's going to be different for you than it is the next guy. And so number four is stagnation, the silent threat. Neglecting your digital presence is akin to really broadcasting silence, dead air. In the race of digital evolution, that means you're going to be fading out. And watching that wave, like I said, going off into the sunset. Number five is revenue through innovation. Each step in the digital evolution is a step towards new revenue streams, be it in-app advertising, leveraging smart speaker capabilities, introducing interactive website elements. There's all kinds of innovation out there. And you're going to find that there's financial gain on the other side of that if you do embrace these all kinds of different technologies that are out there. And speaking of harnessing, let's harness the power of digital evolution. How do you do that? Well, one way is interactive engagement. Let real-time song requests, polls, quizzes on your website bring listeners into the heart of the action that's happening on your radio station. Introduce AI chatbots for a more personalized user experience for listeners. This is when they go to the website and a little chat box pops up and says, hey, you know, why are you here today? Do you want to hear a song, or are you going to enter a contest? What do you want to do? And then they put their little, what they want to do or what they want to hear in the chat box. And then that AI chat box sends a little deal to the on-air personality. Hey, so-and-so and whatchamacallit wants to hear this. Or if you want to enter a contest, it directs them directly to the contest page. That's what I mean by those interactive chatbots. A lot of websites are introducing that now. Number two is jump on the podcasting evolution. If you're not podcasting, you should be. They're not just audio files. They're like backstage passes and storytelling sessions that drive traffic and dollars to your digital doorstep. Don't think that, hey, if they're listening to a podcast, they're not listening to my radio station. They are still interacting with your radio station. They're just doing it in a different way. Number three, visual radio allure. Put a stream cam in your studio. Broadcast the studio live over YouTube or any of the other live platforms out there. That kind of brings your listeners into the magic of what's happening on the radio. Number four, community content creation. We've talked about user-generated content in the past. Encourage that on your website and through social media. All of this new content coming in is going to enhance what you're already doing, and it's going to boost social traffic to your website as well. Number five, leverage mobile apps. A dedicated mobile app for your radio station provides a direct channel for your audience, offering them great content and a personalized listening experience all at their fingertips, no matter where they are in the world. Number six, expanding into smart speaker integration. If you haven't jumped on the smart speaker bandwagon yet, now's a pretty good time, because Alexa, Siri, the Google Home, these devices are just about to get a whole lot smarter, because they're all going to be introducing AI. So you won't have to just say PlayStation. You can say, you know, hey, whatever, I'm in the mood for so-and-so in the afternoon or something like that. The name of your air personalities. And they'll be able to correspond that to the radio station and then play the radio station from that. Or what song is so-and-so playing right now on so-and-so station? They'll be able to come back and tell you that sort of thing. Smart speakers are going to be a whole lot better and smarter and just more intuitive in the next couple of months. You just wait and see. All right, so wrapping up, is it going to be digital evolution or digital extinction? In the digital presence, evolution really isn't an option. It's a requirement. And you should ensure that your station's relevance and competitive edge by embracing a digital evolution every so often through innovative technologies like mobile apps and smart speaker integrations. That's going to make the difference for your station moving forward, because if you're not innovating, you're slowly falling to extinction. In a world where content, community, and convenience all reign supreme, failing to evolve is really not an option. And this is really what this whole thing is about. Don't be one of these people that I've read about who just, why can't we just do radio? You know, I mean, we're not in the radio business anymore. We're in the media content business. We're just using radio as the vehicle that gets us to all of these other places. And we have an excellent opportunity with that radio experience behind us, because we know our listeners. And so we have so many opportunities out there. So always ask, what's next? The digital landscape, it's always shifting, and your station needs to shift right along with it. Do you need help taking some of those first steps with your radio station website? That's why we're here. Reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Hopefully this content helps you this week. If it has, be sure to reach out to us there as well. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit betterradiowebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.